Today's shir is Masechta Nazir, Daf Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Beis Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah, if somebody made a declaration, a hey nor, so that is a declaration that is considered of being a Nazir, and that's why he's a Nazir. Ask the Gemara, why are we assuming that when somebody made such a declaration, he meant that he's going to be a Nazir? Maybe what he meant to say was that I'm going to perform mitzvahs in a most beautiful manner. Kiritanya, as the Brisa actually teaches us, the pasuk says ze keli vanveyu, and we learn from here anol lefonav b'mitzvahs. A person is supposed to perform a mitzvah in a most beautiful fashion. What does that mean? Es lefonav sukkano, one is supposed to make a beautiful sukkah. Lulavna, a nice lulav, tzitzisna, beautiful tzitzis, echtoiv lefonov, sefer Torah na, I'm going to write for HaKadosh Baruch Hu a beautiful sefer Torah, vechrechena, b'shiroim noim, and I'm going to put up beautiful case to put the sefer Torah in. So why don't we just say that that's what he meant when he made this declaration of Ehina? Answers the Gemara, Amr Shmuel, maybe under normal circumstances, that would be, says Shmuel, a valid consideration. But the case of our Mishnah is referring to a situation, Shetofas Basaroi, he's holding on to his hair, Vama No, and that's why he said it, and that's why we assume that when he meant, when he said this statement, that he meant to be a Nazir and nothing else. So our Gemara just taught us the halacha of noi mitzvah, of making a mitzvah, doing a mitzvah in the most beautiful manner. The machlokes rishonim, if this obligation, this mitzvah of doing a mitzvah in a beautiful manner, is a mitzvah say daraisa, or is it only a mitzvah say bidrabonim? There will be many nafkaminas. One good nafkamina will be in a situation if there's a suffix, if somebody's not sure what would be the halacha. If it's a chiv deraisa, so it's a suffix deraisa l'chumra. If it's a drabanan, we can be more lenient. Another nafkamina is that the halacha is that kaifin. We could force a person to do a mitzvah to say. But that halacha is only by a mitzvah deraisa and not by a mitzvah drabanan. Another nafkamina is regarding a sugya that's often discussed in Shas, mitzvahs tzrichas kavona. That you have to have proper kavona when you do a mitzvah. That is only by mitzvah say deraisa, not by mitzvah say drabonon. So if hidden mitzvah is a chiv deraisa, then you would have to have kavona when you're doing the hidden mitzvah. If it's only drabonon, you wouldn't have to. Another nafgamina is if we have a mitzvah which is only a mitzvah drabonon, is there a din of hidden mitzvah by mitzvah drabonon? If it's a mitzvah daraisa, so it could well be that even in such circumstances, a chiv hidden mitzvah. If hidden mitzvah is only drabonon, and the mitzvah that one is now performing is only a mitzvah drabonon, we could perhaps be more lenient. So the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chof Tes Amabei, says, lulav habyovish posel. A lulav which is dried out is posel. Why? Explains the Gemara. Because we have to have a mitzvah muhuderes. We have to have a mitzvah, as we're learning now, performed in a beautiful manner. As the posel says, ze keli vaveyu. And that's why a lulav habyovish is posel. So from here, many rishonim and achronim bring a raya that the chiv of hidden mitzvah is a chiv deraisa. There are others that disagree and say that perhaps this is a din only by lulav, not necessarily applicable to all mitzvahs. The halacha will be, there will be other nafkaminas. The Chasam Sofer discusses where many people have the minig that they hang a esrig in their sukkah for noi mitzvah, and sometimes for noi sukkah, and many times this esrig you're hanging is a kosher esrig. And there was a question posed to the Chasam Sofer where somebody didn't have Dalan Minim. And it came Chol HaMoed Sukkos. And the question was, can he remove that esrog that's hanging in a sukkah in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Dalan Minim? So Chasam Sofer explains as follows. If we're going to say that the din of Hidum Mitzvah is a din d'oraisa, but taking Dalan Minim during any time besides the first day of Yontif Sukkos is only the Rabbanon. So says the Chasam Sofer, the din of Hidum Mitzvah would outweigh the din of Hidum Mitzvah, Noi Sukkah, would outweigh the din of taking Dalan Minim on Sukkos, the rest of the Yontif. If they're both Rabbanon, then the halacha would be that you would be allowed to do it. Another nafkamina, that the Shvus Yaakov and the Shalos HaTshuva Shvus Yaakov Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Dalet discusses, where somebody had a kosher Dalet Minim, but he could wait. If he waits, should he could get nicer Dalet Minim. Should he wait for the nicer Dalet Minim, or should he be yoytz the mitzvah with the Dalet Minim he has? And the question is very much based on Hidda Mitzvah. If we say that the Chiv of Hidda Mitzvah is a Chiv Deraisa, so you should wait to get the nicer Dalan Minim to do the mitzvah with a Hidda Mitzvah. If, however, it's just a Drabonon, so then there's a concept of Zrizim Adim LaMitzvahs, and therefore he should take the Dalan Minim that he has, albeit that they're kosher, and not wait. Same question comes up regarding Kiddush Levona. We know that Shulchan Aruch, in Eir Chaim Simen Tov Chavov, says that it's appropriate to do Kiddush Levana Matzah Shabbos, because, as the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Mevarchem Al Yerech El B'Matzah Shabbos, K'shem a person after Shabbos is in a good mood, or God of Noim, and he's wearing nice clothing. So the question is, what should one do? He could be Mekadosh Levana already during the week, and do the mitzvahs now, or as soon as possible, or should he wait for Matzah Shabbos? If we say that Hidden Mitzvah is so important, perhaps we should wait for Matzah Shabbos. If, however, it's not that incredibly important, so then maybe we should do it as soon as our first opportunity. And the Mishnah Brura, in that Simen, in Sifkot and Chof, quotes the Gro and the Chai Adam, who say that one should do Kiddush Levana as soon as possible. Mr. Brewer says, particularly in the winter, when one needs to be concerned that if he waits, he may lose the opportunity. Similar Shaila that the Chaya Adam discusses, where somebody wants to fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, and we know that throughout Halacha there's a concept of mitzvah boy yoysim b'shluchai. It's always better to do a mitzvah yourself than to have somebody else do the mitzvah on your behalf. So now the question is, I could write the Sefer Torah, but I don't have such a nice handwriting. Or I could ask a Sofer to write the Sefer Torah on my behalf, and he has a much nicer Sefer Torah. He has a much nicer handwriting. What should I do? So the Chibina Rav Zatzal and the Sheil Sechuvis Dovim Mishorim, Chelik Aleph Simon Mem Zayin discusses this question, and he says that in such a circumstance, certainly the halacha is that one should write this, the one should have somebody else write the Sefer Torah. And in order to fulfill his mitzvah by Yosef B'Shluchai, that I should write the Sefer Torah myself, it's enough that I should write the last letters of the Sefer Torah. The son of the Masham also discusses a similar question. He speaks about, in the Shas Meshuvas Masham, Chelik Vav Simen Gimel, where there are a number of Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh, and some are nicer than the others. And the question he discusses that should one use only the nicest Sefer Torah, but it bothers the other individuals who own Sefer Torah that is not as nice. Says the Gemara, says the Marsham, interesting Svara. He says, what is the whole purpose of Hidden Mitzvah? The whole purpose of Hidden Mitzvah is to show our respect and love for mitzvahs. If they're going to be Sefer Torah that are in the Aron HaKodesh that we will never use, he explains, what that represents is a bizui to the Sefer Torah. It shows disrespect to the Sefer Torah that I'm never using that Sefer Torah. And therefore, if the whole point of trying to accomplish is hidden mitzvah, accomplishing hidden mitzvah through a bizui of a Sefer Torah is inappropriate. Rav Shlomo Zalman Urbach used to say that this pasuk, the source of hidden mitzvah, is a pasuk in the Shira, as we just learned. Zeh Keli Vanveyu. So he explains, why do we learn, and why does the Torah place the mitzvah of hidden mitzvah in the middle of the parasha of the Shira Sayam? He says that if a person wants to be zoicha to nisim, he says this in the Halicha Shleima, when a person wants to be zoicha to nisim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way one can be zoicha to nisim is by showing his love for mitzvahs. And therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the middle of the Shira, which represents one of the greatest nisim that ever happened to Klal Yisrael, we pronounce Zeh Keli Vanveyu. And by pronouncing Zeh Keli Vanveyu, what we accomplish is that we're zoicha to nisim like in the Shira. I saw that the Ben Yoyada asks, Al Gemara says, Sukkano, Lulavno, Shoifano. And he asks, shouldn't it have said Shoifer first? Shoifer is on Rosh Hashanah. Sukkah and Lulav come only 15 days in Tishrei on Sukkot. And actually he says, maybe tzitzis should have been mentioned first, because we wear tzitzis every day. So he explains, the way to understand the Gemara is as follows. Certainly a sukkah, where the whole purpose of the sukkah is Pirsim Manes, and it's a place that we dwell 7 days and seven nights, so certainly we have to do it in a most beautiful fashion. But even the lulav, which we shake just for a couple moments every day, so maybe there isn't a need to do hidden mitzvah. So we learn even there we have to do hidden mitzvah. And the lulav, which is all 7 days, but the shofar is only 2 days. And certainly we still have to do hidden mitzvah. Even tzitzis, where most people don't see other people's tzitzis, still, even though other people's tzitzis are not seen, I see my tzitzis. And if I see my tzitzis, I have to do the mitzvah in a beautiful fashion. And that's indeed the halacha, as the Sefer Chassidim says. The Sefer Chassidim in Simen Tov Tov Ayin Ches says, Kabris Hashem Mahoincha. Shemat Koina Agas Lishma Kesev Azov. If you're buying a chest to keep your jewelry, then you buy a nice chest. Certainly, if you're buying a chest to put your sfarim in, then you have to make it in a beautiful fashion. And so too is the halacha, every mitzvah, and not just the mitzvah itself, whatever surrounds the mitzvah, the talis that we buy, the mitzvah is the tzitzis. The mitzvah is not the talis, but still, we should have to spend as much, we should do everything in a fashion of hidden mitzvah. Moreover, he says that the Paiskim say, so how much should I spend to fulfill the mitzvah, hidden mitzvah? I want to do a hidden mitzvah. How much should I spend? So the Paiskim say, the Gemara says, one should spend a third more. If you could buy two Esrogim, for example, and of course we're speaking about a person who has the financial ability, and one Esrog is nicer than the other, one should spend a third more. So there's an interesting question. Here we're learning that not only is the mitzvah object subject to the halacha of hidden mitzvah, but whatever is used in conjunction with the mitzvah is also considered hidden mitzvah. So if that's the case, asks the Brisker Rav, why should one not have an obligation to build a beautiful home? And we'll say that the reason you have an obligation to build a beautiful home, because on our home, we put a mezuzah, and the mezuzah, the home, therefore, is part of the mitzvah mezuzah. So the Brisker Rav says, it's very different when we speak about a talis and tzitzis versus when we speak about a home and the mezuzah. For he explains, the talis, although, as we just said a moment ago, the mitzvah is the tzitzis, not the talis, but why does somebody wear a talis, whether a talis gadol or a talis katan? The only reason one wears a talis gadol or a talis katan is because he wants to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. Whereas, when somebody puts on, whereas, when somebody buys a home, people aren't buying homes so they should have the ability to put up a mezuzah. They buy a home because they need a home. Once they need a home, they put up a mezuzah because that's what a Jewish home requires. And therefore, we can't compare the home with the mezuzah to the talis with the tzitzis. Ask the Gemara. Gnezira milsa davida. Gneziris milsa davera. Becoming a nazir is an avera. V'amrina lano. Our Mishnah, as we started our shiur today, said that if somebody used the word ahei no, what he means to say with those words is that he's going to be a nazir. Ask the Gemara. Is no, is being a nazir beautiful? It's a milsta avera. You're not supposed to become a nazir. So how can we say that when somebody makes a declaration of a hey no, he means to be a nazir? In, says the Gemara, we could use the word no even for naziris. Says the Gemara, the fila Reb Elazar kfar, even according to Reb Elazar kfar, dom a nazir choyta, whose opinion is that a nazir is considered bal avera, han mil gab a nazir tomei. That's only referring to somebody who's a nazir, and we spoke about this situation in our previous year, who became tamei during his term of a naziris. The either the boy mister, since by becoming a tamei during his term of a naziris, what happens is all the days he counted till now are lost. He has to become tar, he has to bring kabbonis, and then start over again. Kram Rachmana, as the Torah says, Vayomam Rishonim Yiplu, there we have to be concerned that he's, because he has to start his Naziris all over again, he's going to be upset and he's not going to do it. Av Nazatar, says the Gemara, a Nazatar, Lav Chayt Karbei, is not considered a Balavera. And since he's not considered a Balavera, that's why we could use the words a Hei No, regarding being a nazir. So Taisus explained, as we said, that what's the concern by nazir tamei? That since he has to start all over again, and that becomes very difficult for him to do, we have to be concerned that maybe he won't keep his naziris properly. The Rishash explains what Taisus means is that not that much that he's not going to follow what the halacha requires, but what the concern is, that what he's going to do is that he's going to regret his entire being a nazir. Realizing that this is what happened because he was a nazir, and he's going to end up keeping many more days than he originally planned, that is the concern of the nazir. But a nazir tahor, who doesn't have this consideration, is not considered a chayta. Says the Gemara, asked Taisus, but we quoted in our previous year, the Reb Elazar Kfar holds that every nazir is a chayta, not just the nazir tamei, and the reason is shetzir atzmi min hayayin. V'Akadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to drink wine, and this person doesn't take that opportunity. That's why it's considered a chayta. So if that's the case, it has nothing to do with a nazir tamei. Says Taisus, a nazir tar indeed has an element of being something wrong because he shouldn't tzir atzmi min hayayin. But on the other hand, as we discussed in our previous year, nazir tar also has a positive element to it. That the person, as we learned in yesterday's year, roi soita b'kakuloi, if somebody sees something that should cause him to want to do tshuva, yazir atzmi min hayayin. So by nazir tar, there are two elements. There's a positive element and a negative element. And because we have these two elements, that's what the Torah says. That's why it's not so simple to call him Bal Aveira. Because the positive element outweighs the negative element. Whereas, when we speak about a Nazir Tomei, there, since it's going to end up being so much longer than he intended, the negative element outweighs the positive element. Michtav Eliyahu has a different approach. He says, not a different approach, but a new approach to this. He says that sometimes somebody could do something And he says, really, if we look at most of what we do in Olam Hazeh, falls into this explanation. He says that a person could do something that's positive and negative. And he says, when a person does mitzara atzmim in a yayin, says, what do we do before we drink wine? We make a bayir priya goffin. What does bayir priya goffin represent? He says, what it represents is that we're makatoiv, we're saying thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the wine that he gave us. A person who's a nazir, who may not drink wine, loses that opportunity. And that's what Rabbi Elazar Kfar says. Yes, you want to be a nazir. And yes, a nazir represents a certain level of kedusha. We quoted the Marit in our previous shiur about a nazir being a person on a higher level. But on the other hand, by becoming a nazir, you lose the opportunity to be makar toiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Gemara calls, that's why Rabbi Elazar Kfar calls him a chayta. Another pshat that I saw is that indeed someone who keeps his naziris, somebody who keeps the entire term of naziris, is indeed a person who's considered a tzaddik. But till he comes to that point where he's able to keep the entire naziris, we're not quite sure where he's going to be, where he's going to end up. And since we're not quite sure where he's going to end up, till he gets to the finish line, he's maybe Baal Aveira, because we can't be sure what's going to be. Somebody said, we learned in the Mishnah, if somebody said Hareini Kazeh, if somebody used those words, then he's going to be a Nazir. Ask the Gemara, Na'an Nami, even if we will explain the Mishnah, explains the Gemara, the toughest Besara, he's holding on to his hair as he says Hareini Kazeh, still, his words are not meaningful. Loi Omar, there is no meaning in the word of Hareini Kazeh of a Kabbalist Naziris. So ask the Gemara, why is he a Nazir? Answers the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Kegon Shei Nazir Ovir Lefanav. The Mishnah is referring to a situation where the Nazir is walking right before him, and therefore that's why it clearly is an indication that he wants to be a Nazir. So ask the Rosh, why is that an indication? What is the Mishnah telling us? We already know that if anybody makes a declaration with a Nazir Ovir Lefanav, that means that he wants to be a Nazir. So answers the Rosh, the person who's walking in front of him is indeed a Nazir. But that's not the only thing he is. He may be a wealthy person. He may be about stocker. So maybe when I said Hareini Kazeh, who says that what I meant was that I want to be like him who's a Nazir, maybe I want to be like one of the other things that he represents. That's why the Mishnah says, that's what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, that when he said Hareini Kazeh and Nazir Ovir Lefanav, even though this individual has other attributes as well, we assume that he wants to be a Nazir. We learned in the Mishnah, if somebody declared Hareini Masalsal, that's also a declaration of Naziris. Ask the Gemara, Mamaida Dain Silsal Sara, who says that this refers to his hair? Maybe it refers to something else, as the Gemara right away explains. Kramalei who answered the Bay Rebbe Lo Gavra, as Rebbe's maid said to a certain individual who was combing his hair, playing with his hair, and Masai Ata Masalsal Basarcha. How long ago will you be playing with your hair? And maybe that's what he meant. Ema, or ask the Gemara, who's the Ema Masal Sabasarach? Says the Gemara, that means the hair. But ask the Gemara, Ema Taira. Maybe with the word silsil is also used regarding Taira. The silf salsil of Taira Mecha. Learn the Taira, study it, review it, and that's why you will be successful in learning. And says the Gemara, Amishmol Hachanami Tafas Basara, that he's holding into his hair. Says the Gemara, the Gemara's question is, maybe what he means is that he's going to accept upon himself to learn more and better. And the Gemara answers, since he's holding on to his hair, we assume that he means Naziris. The Rosh says that the Gemara didn't say, as it said previously, that the Kishgon Shai Nazar Ovil Fonov. So the Rosh says, if somebody used the word Hareini Masalsal, it would not be adequate with Nazir Ovir Lefanav. It has to be, the only time it's a valid acceptance of Naziris is if he's actually touching his hair. The Shita disagrees. And the Shita says that the Gemara could have given this Teretz, but the Gemara, that Nazai v'lefanav, but that's a Teretz that the Gemara already gave. And therefore, what it meant to say was that that's why the Gemara gave a new Teretz, that he's holding on to his hand. We learned if somebody said, I read him a chalkel, he's a nazir. Ask the Gemara again. Mahai the high den, the den kilkel saruhu. Again, ask the Gemara, who says that that means the hair? Kiritanan says the Gemara, the Mishnah of Sechta Shabbos says, Sid, how much Sid is taken out, how much Sid does one take out on Shabbos to be Mechayiv for carrying on Shabbos? Rabbi Yudaimer, today, losud kilkel, the amount that's put on the hair. Vamarava, bast Sidda. The amount that's put by the temples. So you see that kilkul is very much related to the hair. But ask the Gemara, maybe what he meant was with kilkul, lemezer aniyim, that he's going to give tzedakah and support poor people. Kriksiv, and we find this word as of kilkul referring to supporting other people. As the pasuk says regarding Yosef, v'chalkul Yosef es aviv es echov ves kobes aviv lechem l'fi ataf. And it's the Gemara, on Mishmul Hachinami, Tafis Pesare. The case is referring to a situation where he's holding on to his hair. And since he's holding on to his hair, that's why we say that he means Naziris. Says the Gemara, says the Brisker Rav, why are we so quick to say, ask the Brisker Rav, that when somebody says Hareini Mesals, Hareini Mechalkel, even if he's holding on to his hair, we say he means to be a Nazir. There is no Chiv to be a Nazir, says the Brisker Rav. But there is a chiv to support poor people. There is a chiv to learn Torah. So why aren't we quicker to assume that what he meant was learning Torah or supporting poor people than to say he meant to be a nazir, which there is no obligation, whereas the other things there are obligation. Says the Brisker Rav, what Shmuel means to say in our Gemara, then when you're holding on to your hair and you're making this type of declaration, it's so obvious that that's what you mean. It's so obvious that that's what you mean. And therefore, since it's so obvious that that's what you mean, there is no way to explain it any other way. We learned in the Mishnah, Hareini Alei Shleich Pera, if somebody says, I'm going to let my hair grow, the loch is Harei Zeh Nazir. Ask the Gemara, Mai Dahadein Shleich Rubyuhu, who says, how do we know that Shleich means that you're going to let your hair grow, says the Gemara, the Ksiv, Shlachayich Padis Ramoinim. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim that the hair that you grow will be like the pomegranate. Ask the Gemara, but who says that it means to grow? Eima Midadavuri. Maybe what the Pasuk means to say, that you're going to actually remove your hair. Kriksiv, as the Pasuk says in Iyuv, Hanoisim Motar Apnei Oretz, Vishloyech Mayim, Aplei chutzis. So here too we see that the word v'shaleach means that you're going to let cut your hair, which certainly is not the way a nazir acts. Answers the Gemara Tana, para para yalef. He learns the word para and shiluach, that means gidl, ksiv hocha, by a nazir, gol kodesh yeh gadel para sar roisha, v'ksiv hosm gabe koin hejit. The Torah says, "Roshim lo yigalechu or pera lo yishlechu." So we see that by kohen hedyet, it means that gidl pera means growing air. Similarly, we say that that's what it must mean when we speak about a nazir. Another teretz by saying, "Hai shleich mayim." The pasuk that quoted shleich mayim, which means that we say means to take off, nami rebuyuhu. It also doesn't mean removing; it actually means growing. What it means, the pasuk is saying, it's kamashkli mayim leperi. When we water the field, veravi they grow. They grow, and shaleich means that the water causes the fruit to grow. So actually, we have a clear proof that shaleich means to grow, not anything else. We learned in the end of our Mishnah that a rei tzipayrim. If somebody says, "I'm going to bring birds," as we explained in our previous year, if somebody becomes Tomei, a nazir becomes Tomei, part of his procedure after becomes Tor is he has to bring birds. So the question is that an indication, a declaration of Naziris? So says the Gemara, Ramei Omer, he is a Nazir, the Chum disagree. Explains the Gemara their machlokes. Ask my time to Ramea, what is the basis for Ramea's opinion? Amr Shlokish, Smuch Tziporim, Smuch and Lusir Kibolov. The Pasuk says, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Daniel, Ad Tisari Kinishin Rabba Vitafroi Kitziporim, that the hair of Nebuchadnezzar grew like the wings of an eagle, and the nails grew like birds. So what the person uses the word tzipayrim, what he means to say is, I'm going to accept upon myself a mitzvah which has a bird animal element to it that's connected to the hair. Which mitzvah is that? Naziris. And the Rameya Sover, says the Gemara, it is the opinion of Rameya, matvas inish remidit the samachlai. That when somebody says something, the fact that the pasuk connected them is an indication that that's what he meant. Rabbanan Savri, whereas the opinion of the Rabbanan is, lai matrish indim b'samachle. Just because there's a pasuk that puts the two subjects together doesn't mean that that was his intention when he made that declaration. Rabbi Yochanan gives a different explanation and how to understand the opinion of Rameya. The kulam lai matrish. There's no reason to say that when somebody says these words, Sipayrim, he's referring to a pasuk in Daniel. Elahinatam Dermeya. What is the reason that Rameya says that this is a valid acceptance of Naziris? Says the Marach Hashin and Shem Tzipari Nazar Tamei Kevelov. He accepted upon himself the birds that a Nazar Tamei has to bring. And since he accepted upon himself the birds that a Nazar Tamei has to bring, this is absolutely connected to the din of Naziris. So there's a very fundamental question that the Rishonim discuss here. The Gemara is using Chashinon. Chashinon means that we're concerned, maybe. But as we mentioned in our previous year, we know that when a Nazir completes his term of Naziris, he has to bring a carbon. But if he's not really a Nazir and he brings those carbonis, we have a concern of Chul and Bazara. We're not allowed to bring kabbonis if we're not obligated to bring those kabbonis. So why is the Gemara saying that we're concerned that maybe he meant that he's a nazir, and since maybe he meant that he's a nazir, he should be a nazir and bring the kabbonis. But how could we allow him to bring the kabbonis if he's not really obligated to bring those kabbonis? And because of this question, the Rosh says that in this Gemara, the definition of the word chashinin is not to be understood. Maybe. What it means to say is that we're certain that that's what he meant to, that it's certain what he meant to take it himself. And that's why we explain that that's what he meant. But ask the Gemara, and this is a beautiful continuation, says Tosfos, of the Gemara. Being a Nazir, as we've been discussing, is quite difficult. So why, when somebody uses the word Sipayrim, are we so quick to assume that what he meant to say was that he's going to be a Nazir? Dilma, Harel Tzipur Mitzayra Kama. Maybe what he meant to say was that he's going to be a Mitzayra, and which is a much easier obligation than the Tzipurim of than being a Nazir. Answers the Gemara, as we've been learning many times, that we're referring here to a situation, Kigon Shayin Nazir Avilfanov, a Nazir is passing by. That's why we say certainly that's what he meant. The Dilma Nazir Tamei, but ask the Gemara, maybe the Nazir that was passing by was a Nazir Tomei, and what this person with his declaration meant to say was, what he meant to say was that I'll bring the kabbonis, the birds, as we've been saying, that he's obligated to bring. Answers the Gemara that we know, that the person who was passing by was a Nazir Tor, and he wasn't obligated to bring any birds. And since he wasn't obligated to bring any birds, it can't mean that that's what I meant to do. So we learned in our Gemara, Harei Alei Tzipayrim, according to Rameya, he's a Nazir, but now we just learned there's a Nafkamina. According to the first Pshat, he's a Nazir, because we say he referred to the Pasuk in Rosh Lakish Pshat, he referred to the Pasuk in Daniel. According to Rabbi Yochanan, as the way the Gemara has now explained Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, we're referring to a situation, Kigon Shayin Nazir Oivel Afonav. Ask the Gemara, my Benayu, Now, what would be the nafka mina between these two pshatim rameyer? Answers the Gemara, ikka benayu. Kigoy dam tzparim ha-smuch and l'seir olay. L'fir Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, L'Rabbi Yochanan af agav d'amahoki, even though he said this explicitly, still, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion will be, in nozo oivil fun of in, v'loy loy. According to Rish Lakish, af gav de nozo oivil fun of, when there's no question that the person was referring to that pasuk, then he's for sure a nozer. Who asked the Gemara? Mi ikal ma da'ama le'matvis inish v'milsa d'samachlei? The Gemara says that we learned that according to Rish Lakish, what he meant was that he wants to refer to that pasuk, and that's why that pasuk connects birds to hair to naziris, and that's why he's certainly according to Ramei nozer. Ask the Gemara: is there anybody that could disagree with that? For Tanya, if somebody said, the Brisa says, if somebody says, I'm a Yamin, he says, with my right hand, I make a shvua that I won't eat a certain food, hareiz a shvua. It's considered a valid declaration of a shvua. My tama, why is it considered a valid declaration of a shvua? Lam shum deksiv, because the pasuk in Daniel, another pasuk in Daniel says, v'yorim yamino yusmoil al hashemayim, v'yishav b'chay olam. So we see that when you use a word that's in a pasuk that indicates something, that's what you meant. Yamin represents a shvua. And since Yamin represents a shvua, he certainly meant to make a shvua. So why over here, based on the wording of the pasuk? So why would we say anything different here? Amri answers the Gemara Loi. Says the Gemara, that's not the reason why somebody who uses the word Yamin, do we say he meant the shvua. Rather, the reason when somebody uses the word Yamin, we say he meant the Shvua, says the Gemara B'Shim, the Yamin gufa ikri Shvua. The word Yamin represents a Shvua. The Tanya, as the Brisa teaches us, Menayin la'ayma Yamin. From where do we know if somebody used the word Yamin, that he means a Shvua? She Shvua, Shnemar. The Pasuk says, Nishba Hashem b'yaminoi. So we see that the word Yamin is very much another word of describing a Shvua. Continues the Brisa. Similarly, Menayin la'ayma small. If somebody used the word small, that too is a wording of shvua. She shvua shenema ubezroy uzoy. Since he used the word zroya, and dimin is, if dimin is the right hand, and then we say zroya uzoy, so we're speaking about the other hand. Obviously, we're speaking about the left hand. Says the Mishnah. Hareni nazar menachat sanim. If somebody says, I'm going to be a nazar from not eating the seeds of grapes. Menazagim, or I'm not going to eat the peel of the grapes. Menataglachas, somebody said he's going to be a nazir from taking haircuts. Umenatuma, he said he's going to be a nazir not to become tamei. Hareza nazir, even though he only picked some specific halachas that apply to a nazir, doesn't make a difference. He is considered a full-fledged nazir. The kol dukei naziris olav, and all of the halachas of naziris apply to him. The Rishonim, when they speak about naziris, use this Mishnah, as we spoke about in our previous year, to understand what is a Kabbalist naziris. Is it an issa cheftza? Is it an issa gavra? Or is it the Maritz explanation that a person is taking upon himself to be a nazir, to be on a level of a nazir? And once he's taking on that obligation, there are certain halachas that the Torah details that become part of what he's obligated to do. And all the Rishonim used the halacha of this Mishnah to explain, to back up their opinion. Says the Gemara, Masnisen, our Mishnah that says that if you only identified certain halachas of the naziris, it's still enough to be a nazir. The like of Shimon does not follow the opinion of Shimon. The Tanya, Rav Shimon Omer, Ein Chayv at Shiyida Bekulam. A person is not a nazir until he takes on all the halachas of the naziris. So there's two ways that Rishon and Tosfos explain what that means. Either the person says, I'm going to be a nazir, and by saying that he's going to be a nazir, that's enough that he becomes a full-fledged nazir with all the halachas and naziris. Or if he wants to identify and mention every the halacha of a nazir, then he has to say all of the halachas of the nazir. And if he's not going to say all of the halachas of the nazir, then he's not going to be a nazir. But there's a very interesting machlokas rishonim. So Rav Shimon just said that if you're identifying the halachas of a nazir, in order to be a full-fledged nazir, you have to say all the halachas of a nazir. What would be if you didn't say all of the halachas of the nazir? What would be your halacha? Most rishonim say that the statement is a meaningless statement and you're not a nazir at all. But there are rishonim that suggest you're not going to be a nazir. That's clear that it is the opinion of Rav Shimon that you're not going to be a nazir. But maybe what Rav Shimon means to say is that you're going to be obligated to keep at least those halachas that you said you want to do. If you said, I'm not going to take a haircut, that's the only halacha that you mentioned. So indeed, Rav Shimon says you're not going to be a full-fledged nazir, but at least you're not going to be allowed to take a haircut. Rabbanan Amar and Rabbanan disagree, and Rabbanan hold, afila nazir el b'chad min hoim, even if you only identified one of the halachas of a nazir, you're considered a nazir. And what's the machlokes? Says the Keren Ayra. According to the Chachamim, all the halachas that apply to nazir are really connected to one fundamental halacha, and that's the halacha of naziris. As soon as I say one of the halachas that apply to nazir, what I'm doing is I'm connecting myself to being a nazir. And once I'm connecting myself to being a nazir, I'm going to be a nazir completely. Rabbi Shimon says, no, a nazir is a person that has to keep all of the halachas that apply to a nazir. And since a nazir has to keep all the halachas, therefore he's a nazir, even if he just said, therefore the Rabbanan say, therefore Rabbi Shimon says he's not a nazir unless he identifies all the halachas. Rabbi Chanan and the Kibbutz Shurim has a different way of explaining the Gemara. Rabbi Chanan, the Kibbutz Shurim explains there's a concept of halacha of mispashit, spreading. And he explains that that's the machloikis of Rav Shimon and the Rabbanim. Rav Shimon does not subscribe to the concept of mispashit, that if I accept one element, it expands. And therefore, Rav Shimon says, you're not a nazir until you identify all of the halachas of a nazir. Whereas the opinion of the Chachamim is, as soon as you accept one halacha of a nazir, there's a rule of mispashit, that the halacha expands it to all areas, and you will have to be a full-fledged nazir.